Hello? Are you awake? Oh, please be awake. It's boring just watching you sleep. Oh, I saw your eyes twitch. Wake up, sleepyhead. Wake up. Yay, you're awake. Hi. Oh, you are pretty. Can I just say I love your body? Were you a model? Actually, don't bother, it's not important. Now that you're up, we can play. Come on, let's go. Isn't it obvious, silly? You're my new doll. See, it was my birthday last week. Happy birthday to me. And my big sis told me I had to wait a little while longer, but now you're here and... You don't want to be my dolly? Of course you want to be my dolly. We're going to play dress up, do each other's hair, makeup, have tea parties. And I really like to have more than just tea in my parties, if you know what I mean. The other dolly said I was really good. Well, no one actually said I was good. But with the way the last two dollies moaned, I'd say I was. The other dolls. The ones before you? The first one tried to escape and, well, now she's real quiet. You know, because of the tracking chip and all. And the other...
Yes, a tracking chip. The one embedded in your spine that renders you catatonic if you leave the premises. You know, it's very rude to interrupt someone while they're talking. Around here... Naughty toys get punished.
But you're not going to be naughty anymore, right? Yay! I'm so happy. What's your name? My name's Emma, but my friends call me Emmy. Well, they would if I had any friends. Ooh, can you call me Emmy, pretty please? Yay! We're friends. That's such a pretty name for such a pretty dolly. Has anyone else noticed how pretty you are?
Your boyfriend. That douchebag. You don't have to worry about him anymore. He's being well taken care of.
Which means it's just us now. Forever and ever and ever.
Would you stop talking about him? Now? He's with my sister, which means you're never... going to see him again. Chances are, she's already lopped off the family jewels, which means he's of no more use to you.
Yeah, we don't need boys anyway. We girls can have plenty of fun. Ooh, I know. Let's give you a makeover. Well, I know I said you're pretty, silly head, but I want to make you beautiful. Don't you want to be beautiful for me? You're funny. We're gonna be the best of friends. I'm thinking we need to get you a whole new wardrobe. I don't think the clothes from the other dolls will fit you. Oh, we need to do your makeup, too. I wiped off all that stuff you had on when they brought you in because it was all smudged and dirty. And we absolutely must do something with that hair of yours immediately. It's a fashion disaster. Have a seat.
That wasn't a request.
Comfy? Yay! Now where's my hairbrush? I swear, I am so forgetful. Oh, you weren't gonna get up.
Were you? Because that would be naughty.
Of course you weren't. Ah, there it is, silly me. And it was right over here on the counter where it belongs. I swear, if my head wasn't attached. Your hair is so silky and smooth. You must have spent a lot of time taking care of it. And it's super long. It must take you forever to brush. Oh no, I forgot to get a hairdressing cape. Well, I don't actually have one, but I'll wrap this towel around you and we'll pretend it's a cape. Now then. How would you like me to cut your hair today? Look at me, asking you how you want your hair cut, just like I was an actual hairdresser. No? You don't want me to cut your hair? But that makes me sad. It's either I cut your hair,
or I cut out your heart.
Your choice. I'm fine with either, really. It's all up to you. You're gonna behave? Yay! Oh, I'm so happy. You're the best dolly. And I just happen to have some scissors right here. And they're actual styling scissors, so they're all official-like. Now, should we just trim these nasty split ends off or go for a whole makeover? Just the ends? That doesn't sound like fun. I was actually thinking we should do something new, something drastic, like cutting off a few inches, probably more. You know what? I'm just gonna keep cutting until I'm satisfied with it. You would look so good with one of those slanted bobs. Ooh, or maybe one of those pixie cuts, the really short ones. It doesn't matter what you want. I'll just make up my mind as I go. Anyway, let's get started. Snip, snip, snippity, snip. There's so much hair, and this is so much fun. I've always wanted to style hair. When I was a little girl, I would cut my dolly's hair until there was nothing left. The dolly's made of plastic, I mean. And my mommy would get so mad at me. And one time she sat me down and chopped all my hair off and told me that that was how my dolls felt when I cut off their hair. And it was so silly because everyone knows dollies don't have feelings. Come to think of it, that was the last time we ever saw mommy. Then some guys in coats came, we had to go to the foster home. It was really weird. Oh well, no matter. Oh, how old am I? Guess.
I'm gonna stab you with these scissors for every year you're over.
You silly, I'm not that young. Gosh, you're bad at guessing. I'm actually 27, but I won't tell if you don't. Bangs or no bangs? Let's go with bangs. That way I can trim them for you when they get long. Uh-oh. Oh no. I cut too much off. No, 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 no! It turned out all wrong! Stupid, stupid, I'm such a stupid, worthless bitch! Oh well, only one thing to do now. Shave it off. My big sis lets me use these on her dollies all the time. I've got lots of practice with them. Head down, please.
Hold the fuck still or I'll pop your fucking eyes out.
Oops, I got part of your eyebrow that time. Oh well, I'll just shave those off too. Oh, stop worrying, I can draw new ones on when I'm finished. There goes the left eyebrow. And there goes the right. Perfect. Nice and shiny. Oh, why are you crying? Are you having fun? Because I'm having lots of fun.
Are you crying because you're bald? You're pathetic.
I know how to cheer you up. I'm gonna keep all your hair and make it into a wig. Isn't that great? Don't be sad. Here, let me show you the other wigs. I use them all the time when I play dress up. All the colored ones come from my sister's dollies, but the ones from my dollies I keep pristine, especially yours. Yours is gonna be my new favorite. How about this one? No, too gaudy. Ooh, this one would be perfect on you. On second thought, maybe not. This one. Oh yeah, you can definitely pull off the goth look. You already have a pouty look and everything. Ooh, this last one is perfect. The fuchsia really brings out your eyes. Or it would if you weren't crying, I mean.
Look at me. I said look at me. You better stop your whimpering right now or so help me, I will give you something to whimper about. And it won't be pretty. In fact, it'll be painful. excruciating. You know, I might just make it hard for you anyway, just out of spite. Do you want that? Do you want me to make it painful for you? Then be a good dolly, or else I'll hand you off to my sister. I'm sure she'd love to get her scalpel in you. Slice you open, harvest your organs one by one, without any anesthesia. Who knows where she would start? Lungs, ovaries.
Yay, you stopped crying. You must be happy again. You know what else I thought of? Now that you're bald, you can be my baby doll. It totally works. I mean, you're already in a diaper. Well, of course they put you in a diaper, silly. I wouldn't want you to have any accidents. You weren't wearing anything down there when I got you. You were? Huh. I wonder what happened. Ugh, I bet those guys that brought you in took them. What a bunch of perverts. I'm gonna have to have a talk with them. Anyway, I'm hungry. Are you hungry? I got some snacks hidden away I'll share with you, but you have to pinky promise me not to tell me, sis. She says I eat too much junk food. I keep them underneath my bed right here. Let's see. I have gummy bears, fruit roll-ups, Twizzlers, Swiss rolls. Actually, let's go out and get something to eat. We can get clothes and maybe even some jewelry for you. My sister gave me my allowance, so I have plenty to spend. And I spare no expense on my dollies. Oh, you'll need to leave the wig here, though. I work hard on those and I don't want them getting messed up. I'm excited! This is gonna be so much fun! And we could stop by the hair salon so I can get a haircut to match yours. Won't that be fun? We'll be like sisters. Just kidding. We do need to stop by the tattoo parlor on the way to get my name tattooed on you. That way everyone will know you're mine. The guy I take my dollies to is awesome. He does this thing where he cuts the webbing under your tongue. That way you can stretch your tongue out further. It's really quick, but really painful, apparently. The results are worth it, though. I mean, for me. It's a definite must if we're going to, you know, do things. Private things. And I know you want to. What are you waiting for, silly? Come on!
I'm gonna be upset if I have to drag you out. I promise. You won't like me when I'm upset. So be a good girl and do just what I say.
Yay! This'll be so much fun. Come on, Dolly. You'll love it here. I promise. You don't have a choice.